I'm Nigel Bull and I'm from True Wales. True Wales is running a no campaign in the forthcoming referendum on March the 3rd, which is Vote No Day. We believe that it's not in the best interest of Wales to give further powers to failed politicians in Cardiff.
Why is that?
The performance during the 12 years that the Assembly has been in existence has been lamentable. They've let Wales down in many, many areas, including education, the economy and healthcare.
Don't you think, though, that maybe if we had more powers, we'd be able to do more in the areas like that are devolved, like health and education?
Well, we don't see they actually need more powers. The things that actually need to be done in Wales need far better implementation and management skills. More powers are not actually the answer.
So what are you urging people to do?
Well, I'm urging them to vote no, to draw a line under 12 years underperformance. The people of Wales deserve far better, and we actually need more radical change. Currently, we'd just be reinforcing underperformance and failure, and we think that we need real change from top to bottom within the whole of the Welsh Assembly government.
What do you think will be achieved by getting a no vote?
We think we'll bring to attention to the politicians that there are real issues that they need to address, they haven't concentrated on, whilst we still have a situation of 40% of our school children reaching the age of 11 and going to comprehensive school and being 1 year or more behind in their reading abilities. That is a fundamental failure that needs to be addressed. Perhaps when that is done, we can then offer the politicians more power.
You mentioned more radical change is needed. What would you like to see?
Well, currently the Welsh Assembly essentially makes rules and regulations that are actually implemented by local authorities. Now, local authorities need to work far closer with the Welsh Assembly. Currently we have a situation whereby if a school is to be closed in Wrexham, actually the permission has to be given by the Assembly member responsible in Cardiff. We don't think that is absolutely appropriate. We feel the powers have moved from London to Cardiff and they exist in a bubble in Cardiff. The powers actually haven't been given to the people of Wales.
If we have a no vote in this referendum for more powers, do you think it undermines the whole concept of devolution on the Welsh Assembly?
No, not at all. We're actually very much in favour of devolved power. We're very much in favour of the Assembly. We just feel that currently it is failing Wales and it needs to be improved. We don't feel that the politicians have recognised this fact, and until they do, we will be against giving them more power.
We haven't actually got an official yes and no campaign after True Wales decided not to take up that official status. What was your reasoning behind that?
Well, the reason behind that was the money that was available to us, which was £70,000, was not available to be used for printing leaflets and bringing the message to people. It was only available for office costs, computers, plants, etc. Not of much use to us whatsoever. We need to get the message out to people, and we are, via the internet, via taking our message to the streets, and via interviews on TV and indeed radio as we are now.
Are you concerned about a low turnout in this referendum?
It is an issue. We find that a big proportion of people within Wales feel unrepresented by the politicians in Cardiff, and they feel that whatever they do, they'll still carry on in their own sweet way, underperforming the people of Wales as they have for 12 years. I think they need to understand that a no vote is not a negative vote. It's very much a positive vote, because it'll send a signal to the politicians that they do actually need to change. They haven't really taken this on board. They've been concentrating on nation-building exercises with the bare fundamentals of health, education and the economy, I think, are being avoided. I live in Caerphilly. There are currently 2,000 people unemployed in Caerphilly, and I don't feel that's acceptable at all. It's absolutely intolerable, and for the people of Caerphilly, they have a very, very sad future.
Karen Jones, First Minister. I think the turnout will be higher than we expect. The level of awareness now has improved dramatically, but what's important from my point of view is that all those people who say they're going to vote yes actually come out and do so on Thursday. I think that's now the issue that we want to make sure people understand between now and Thursday. Do you believe that the Assembly should be able to control its own timetable when it comes to doing things? Do you believe that the laws that only affect Wales should be made in Wales? And do you believe that government should be more efficient, cheaper and more effective? If you believe all those things, vote yes. If you think we should keep with the slowest form of government in the UK, vote no. Yeah, it's not a particularly major change, but the consequences of a no vote, I think, would be significant. It would be a signal to Whitehall to ignore us in Wales. And given the fact we'll soon be in a situation where we only have 30 MPs out of 600 at Westminster, basically our voice will be much, much weaker. So people shouldn't get the idea that a no vote is a vote to keep things exactly as they are now. I think the turnout will be higher than we think. The evidence suggests that people are moving in strong numbers towards a yes vote. But I do emphasise that it's important that all those people who are telling me and so many others around Wales that they're going to vote yes, that they actually do it on Thursday. We don't want anyone to wake up on Friday and think, ah, I should have gone out and voted yes. We want to make sure that people wake up on Friday who are yes voters and they say, yeah, I did my bit, and now we can move to a situation where we've got a much more effective form of government.